Well, excited to welcome this morning, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman is here. Chuck, it's great to see you.
Good morning to be here. Thank you for having me, Renee.
Well, and one of the things we do need to talk about this morning, and we know this is a top priority across the country, election security, basically.
Sure.
No hacking, you know, election systems and stuff like that. And you guys held like a first ever event, and this was like a cybersecurity threat, infrastructure threat kind of a training, wasn't it?
Sure. You know, in Colorado, we have a very advanced model to make it easy for people to vote what we want to make it hard for people to cheat. We have great physical security of our ballot. We have a paper trail. Our equipment that tabulates the ballot is not hooked up to the internet. But, you know, from 2016, it's raised a specter that there are foreign actors that want to threaten our way of life here in this country. Mm-hmm. And we are already recognized by the Wall Street Journal and U.S. News as being the most secure place in the country to vote. So our citizens in El Paso County and state of Colorado should have great confidence that the vote they cast is secure. But we want to do better than that. We want to constantly improve our game. So the Secretary of State and our office, our IT staff, our election director, myself, and our PIO, with the Secretary of State, put together an event, a cybersecurity event, where, as the organizers explained it to us, take your worst election day nightmare you ever thought of and multiply it by 10. So they threw scenarios at us, incidents from malware attacks, ransomware, denial of service events, and they test us on how we responded, and then went over afterwards and did a debrief of how we did and what we can do and how we could do better. We had the Department of Homeland Security Director, Kirsten Nielsen, there. We had other members from other states, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Delaware, observing so they can take it back to their state so that they can replicate this model.
Well, and I love how you guys phrase it. It's kind of like a war games for elections.
It was, you know, we squeezed an election day in just a short period of time. So every minute that we were on the clock was like 15 minutes. So things had to happen fast, because even if you took a minute or two to put together a strategy or guess, it was already a half hour or an hour later. And already stuff was occurring. And, you know, it's not only just having tools in place and security in place.
And the team.
And the team in place. But part of this, what we learned is, it's the public information, how we communicate to the public about these threats and what we've done so that people have confidence in the process. And also, there's also a lot of disinformation, you know, fake information that is put out there. So it's not only just the hacking of infrastructure.
Right.
It's also about the misinformation about elections, that poll places aren't open, that your ballot won't count. It's all those scenarios where people try to inject things that are not true.
Right.
And affect people's confidence in the system.
Well, and that's why it's so important, like you said, that you guys did this, A, training, but B, that people are aware heading into this election season.
Yep.
And I do want to talk about this, Chuck, and because we talked about it yesterday. It was a news story. And I talked about it this morning. There was a hackathon.
Yep.
And an 11-year-old hacked into some election system. Now, it was not a real system. It was a mock system.
Sure.
But and like you said, okay, it wasn't real, but that still has to be concerning for some election offices, doesn't it?
Well, it was, but, you know, there in that news story, there was not factual information about what the 11-year-old really hacked.
It was a mock system, right?
Yeah, and I could go into details. Mm-hmm. It would bore many people and take about an hour to explain. But, you know, that's the other thing is, You have any system that's out in the open and not secure physically. You know, our equipment is not hooked up to the internet. It has 24/7 access. You have to have, you know, it's controlled access. Under lock and key, under a camera. It's inside another room inside a bigger building that has physical security and guards and stuff like that. So, one, you got to be able to get at the system, and we make it such that you can't get at it.
Right.
And two, they were a little liberal with their explanation of what that 11-year-old did. So I want to arrest people's, you know, give them confidence that an 11-year-old really did not hack into an election system. So that's the other thing, is to safeguard that the right information is getting out to folks.
And do you think other cities and towns and everything are, they're trying to, I mean, equipment, of course, some towns need newer equipment, like we updated.
Yeah, we updated our equipment in 2017 so that we'd have the most secure equipment, high-speed, labor-saving. So we did a number of things to invest in that infrastructure so that we're in a great position today.
And we're going to, can you stay over for just a, perfect. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the upcoming election, when you can expect ballots, and it's going to be a big one, isn't it? It's going to be a big, okay, we'll have more with El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman next on KRDO's Morning News. We are talking with El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman is here, and of course, just a couple of months away, hard to believe, right?
Less than 60 days.
For the election, yes.
I know. And that means that ballots will soon, blue books will start being sent out
first
soon.
First part of October, you'll see those.
The blue book, okay. Yep. And then the ballots will start heading out
on October 15th, so still about a month before ballots go out. We just received ballot certification from the Secretary of State. That's the contents of the various issues that will be on the ballot. We received from local entities what they're going to be placing on the ballot.
Okay.
And it's going to be a very long ballot. It's going to be historic because usually we've been able to put all the things before voters on one page, front and back.
Okay.
But there are so many things. We're going to have two sheets or two pages to your
wow.
ballot. So you know how in the primary I said we have a Republican and Democrat primary and just return one ballot for unaffiliated voters and just return one? Well, I'm now telling you we have two pages to vote both pages, front and back.
Okay.
And return both sheets or pages. So it's very long this election.
Yeah, we're not used to that. Here's two sheets to vote on.
Yep.
And can they still add stuff to the ballot? Because we know
that that has been finalized as of
just
this Monday,
sure.
So nothing else can be added. There was a statutorial deadline. We have, you know, the governor, the attorney general, secretary of state, those things at the top of the ticket. We have our Supreme Court judges that we need to vote for retention, appeal court judges, county court, fourth judicial judges are on it. We have the various local officials, state reps, and state senators. But we have a number of local issues. The county has the public safety tax renewal. We have five school districts that have questions before their voters in their district.
Okay.
Five municipalities have issues before their vote, and four special districts. So all that adds up into two sheets.
Yeah.
A long, long ballot this
election. So just remember, vote both pages and send both pages back.
Both send them back, yes.
Absolutely. And again, the blue books will come out at the beginning of October.
Correct.
Ballots will come out October 15th. And then they can start dropping them off immediately?
They can. We'll have our 24/7 drop boxes, and I'm sure we'll be back before that and give an update and all the logistics of the election.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to have you on the extra so we can go through everything and get everybody.
We'll have a lot to go over.
Yes, we will. Chuck, it's always great seeing you.
Thank
you so much for coming in. And again, you'll be coming up, I think, at the beginning of next month. Yeah, something like that on the extra. So we'll talk with you soon. Thank you so much.
Good deal.
It is now 6:51 at KRDO's Morning News.